My name is Joyce Amundi. I am from Nairobi, Kenya. I am a sophomore this year, and I am double majoring in Integrated International Studies and Economics. I chose Knox primarily because I really like the small class sizes. That's something that's been very important to me. I went to a small high school where my graduating class was only 52 students, and my parents told me not to become a statistic in a big school. And I'm also really proud of the academics in the school. I feel it has a very strong academic reputation. So the intimate class sizes and just being able to know my professors and my professors to know who I am is always very important. It just amplifies the whole learning experience. So far, my life in the classroom has been pretty good. I'd hope so. There's been plenty of opportunities for discussion and just everyone sharing their own ideas, which is the greatest way of learning in my view, rather than just sitting down and being told, this is what it is, so take it or leave it. The opportunities to just to hear what the various opinions are and to apply them for yourself and adapt them in your own ways has been wonderful. And I've been able to apply the lessons from the classroom outside in my activities outside the classroom. So I've enjoyed my time so far. There have been challenging courses, no doubt. They've been really, really challenging, but I think they've all been really good experiences that have just amplified my career and professional goals. I currently am a double major in IIS and Econ. The thing is, before, I had never, ever, ever thought I'd take an Econ course. But then my freshman year, in winter term, I signed up for Gender Women's Studies 101, the intro course, but I ended up in 295, which was Gender and Globalization, with Maliha Safri. And it was one of the most intense courses I have ever taken. But it was also a lot of fun, and I learned a whole lot. And I just gained this new insight and just a lot of interest in the topic. So I decided to take macroeconomics with her the following term. And she was very encouraging. She was like, I see you have plenty of good ideas about this, so read this book or, I don't know, go research this and whatnot. So I was like, okay, I'll try it out. I went home that summer, and I guess it just came into me that what I was trying to do actually did have elements of econ, so I couldn't run away from it. I speak English and Swahili, which are the official and national languages of Kenya. And then my parents are from two different tribes, Luo and Giriama, but I don't speak those very well, but oh well. And then I studied Spanish in high school, and I'm taking it again this term because I'm hoping to go to Barcelona in the fall. And I also studied French the last year or so of my time here at Knox. So I've been jumping back and forth between languages. Started off with Spanish, then French, and now I'm back to Spanish. Most people would say I'm heavily involved. I am a resident advisor, president of Harambe Club, a student senator, a Knox ambassador, and a vocalist for Umoja Community Gospel Choir. So I've definitely had plenty of opportunities to get involved. And it's something that I truly do appreciate. I think that's one of the best things about this school. Regardless of your year or your major, anyone, if you're just willing to participate, is able to make a difference on campus, which is very important to me. I've always been interested in student leadership, so I'm glad to have the chance to exercise those skills and grow and mature in that way. Opportunity, I believe, is one of the greatest gifts a person can receive. And I feel that Knox provides a lot of those ways. It would be one thing if a person doesn't have the chance to flourish, but I feel that Knox, in its academics and the strong academics that it offers, and with all the opportunities for even just sophomores or first years to truly get involved and make a difference on campus, I believe that's one of the many ways that Knox allows its students to accomplish its goals. The lessons I've learned in the classroom, coupled with the opportunities to be a leader in my extracurricular activities, I'm able to apply those in various ways. And that is critical, I guess, in starting to develop and mature those skills and requirements that I'll need for my career aspirations. I'd like to end up working in diplomacy, in some level of diplomacy. I'd really like to become an ambassador from Kenya to the States or to the United Nations. My childhood dream is to become the first female Secretary General of the UN, so you'll see me on CNN one day. Growing up in a third world country where I do see a lot of poverty and people just don't have the same opportunities, I feel extremely blessed. And in that sense, I have some sort of sense of a civic obligation to just leave the world a better place than I found it. I believe that there's a lot that my continent has to offer. And if as a young person, I believe I have a role to play in that. And so I'm excited to take up the challenge. And I just want to dismiss all false stereotypes about the other part of the world and what goes on in it. So I think there's a lot to offer. And it would just make the world a happier place, I think, if we all just learn to understand and truly appreciate each other's cultures and differences.